Presley with Martin Bester.
Let's talk about teachers and parents, shall we? Just for a moment. This TikTok video and opinion went viral. Local teacher, school of Lundy, basically quit her job. She said, I can't no more. I cannot deal with this anymore. Very few teachers are happy in their jobs. Lundy, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Someone had to speak out, right?
Definitely. Teachers everywhere are struggling. They want to cry out, but they're too scared to do so.
What's the problem? What's the main problem?
For teachers, there's more than one problem, but the main problem I would say is definitely the micromanaging.
Parents, I've said it many times before, but then people tell me to shut up because I don't have kids, and I say I am then a very objective observer, like a mirror. I merely ask, and I have now. I've got obviously friends with kids, and I listen in conversations, and I'm so tempted to tell them just stay out of their business. It's in the hands of the parents and the school. You know,
yeah.
or then homeschool them if you want to be that involved.
Yeah.
They micromanage. They are so involved and so entitled, some of them.
Yes, parents can become very rude.
So what was there like a one moment where you thought, that's it, I'm done?
No, it's been a build-up. And for most teachers, it's a build-up. You go through this process where teaching is your passion and you absolutely love what you're doing. But then everything starts to build up, and parents' opinions, your boss's opinions, everything becomes this whole micromanage situation, and eventually it becomes too much to the point where you think, okay, am I going to do this? Am I not going to do this? Most teachers don't do it because of, you know, security. They don't have the security to fall back onto something else.
But they're very
unhappy. So many teachers have reached out to me saying that they were unhappy. I literally had a teacher tell me last week that a child stabbed her through her hand with a pencil. And, you know, she still has to go back to school. Nothing's happening to the child, nothing serious, because children know that they can get away with anything. So, yeah, it's like a build-up, and for me, I'm lucky enough to be able
you
to
got out.
Yeah.
How's the discipline? Has it affected discipline? The micromanagement on the one side, you've got gentle parenting, I think is what you call it, on the other side. Has discipline suffered?
Oh, discipline has suffered mightily. You know, teachers aren't allowed to even look skew at your child, and then they're in trouble.
But the teacher's in trouble.
Mm.
Yeah, so teachers, you know, we get told on a daily basis, you know, if you make a child feel uncomfortable in any way, that's corporal punishment. And
what?
You know,
I don't understand any of what you just said. If the teacher, so I understand, you must remember, I have no children. So my only frame of reference when I was at school. When I was at school and the teacher shouts at me, my parents are angry at me.
Yes, me
they're
too.
Like, they're like, what did you do?
Yes.
Why did you? And then the teacher would say, it's because he did this and this and this. And they're like, and then it's double punishment.
Yeah. Why are you in trouble?
Why are you in trouble? Yeah. What did you do wrong? Because the teachers are just crazy, loose shout to the child for nothing.
Thank you. And they're the authority in school.
So now
they are the boss.
So now you're saying that if you raise your voice and you're unhappy with a child, you're in trouble.
Yes, 100%. So parents will ask, and your management will ask, but what did you do to the child for them to behave in this manner?
You are joking.
Why do you need to? Yes. So that's what they do to us.
Can I ask, what was your speciality? What ages were you teaching? Do you think it's worse as they get older, or is it worse when they're younger, or doesn't it actually matter?
I think it completely doesn't matter. I teach foundation phase. So, especially like with the small ones, the parents really like think, oh no, I don't want my child to be bullied or whatever. So it's all about, you know, how does the child feel? I had a child last year that bit me, that punched me, that kicked me. And the school's response to that was, we're so sorry that your child has anger issues. We'll see what we can do to try and help.
In foundation phase?
In foundation phase.
Give me an example of entitlement. of micromanaging, of parents getting too involved? Like, how do they, like, do they, like, get in touch with you via WhatsApp, or do they, do they come to the school? How does that manifest?
So, some parents, most parents will message you on WhatsApp. Some parents will call you. I've had parents that call me and I'd be driving or picking up my own kids from school and I'll reject the call and they literally won't stop calling. They'll call you for like 10 times until you answer your phone.
And then what do they say? Is it urgent? Is it a disaster?
It's like my child forgot their jersey at school.
So what must you do?
And we even get parents that call us like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, man. For what?
For absolute nonsense, stuff like that, or my child lost his stationery.
So what must you do?
What is it?
Exactly. Like, I personally have a class this year of 54 children in my class.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I can't look after every single child's stationery. And grade ones are unfortunately not very responsible, so some of them will lose their stationery. Mm. And it becomes my responsibility because where's my child's stuff?
That's not your responsibility.
And I can't keep exactly. But that's what it's become.
There's a lost and found shop thing.
There's also consequences. Yeah. If you've lost it, that's your problem. I'm not getting it for you.
Imagine
again.
Phoning the teacher in her personal time to ask where your child's jersey
54
is.
54 children.
That is crazy. I honestly, am I right in using the word entitled? It feels to me like parents are, they think they're more, they are entitled to more than they actually are. You're a teacher.
100%.
You're not the 24-hour assistant on call.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Your personal PA.
100%.
Yeah.
The child
they
minder.
Are they entitled.
They are,
but I must say, you do get some amazing parents as well that really work with you. They don't nag and they are really helpful. So it's not all bad. We do really have good parents and good students and we do have people that support us.
But it was bad enough for you to say no more.
Mm.
No more. You feel disempowered. It's enough now. Something needs to happen. I'm very keen to hear from other parents this morning if there are any other teachers that feel the way you do. Because it feels to me, I sense it's out of hand. You're not the first teacher I've heard just to call it quits. And that's normally, this is a roeping word.
What?
Yeah, like, it's the kind of thing. So if you say at that stage, like, I'm done.
I'm out.
So what do you, you don't have to say where you work, but I mean, what are you doing now? Where did you go to? What field?
I'm currently busy working my notice period, but I'm busy selling educational resources. I'm making and selling educational resources.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to get them back.
Yeah.
Now, this article post on TikTok really was shared far and wide about this teacher that just quit. She had enough. She said that gentle parenting has killed all discipline. Is one of the quotes in this. Another quote is, all the joy has been sucked out of it.
Aww.
Are we a respected profession? No, we are probably one of the most micromanaged professions. Once again, I don't have kids, but I observe, I've got friends with kids and stuff, and parents are chatty. They are involved, and they just, some of them come across as very entitled.
Mm.
And like, you've not paid this person to do their job to teach. You, at some point, you have to back off and trust. If there's a major problem, obviously, you'll address it.
Yeah.
But you can't be involved in their day, in their job, in their day all the way through.
Thank you.
You must pick up again when they come home, I guess.
Yeah, also, you must remember as parents that your child is not the only child.
Not.
Your child, and therefore this teacher has to do an overarching discipline or whatever it is for that benefits every single child there. If you want individual attention, there are ways to do that, like homeschooling.
That's right,
Getting tutors and that kind of stuff. But you can't expect your child to be singled out because that's my precious.
Teachers don't have the time.
Thank you.
How you feel about it? 084-850-0942.
Ek stem 100% saam met daai vrou. Ek sit met 40 kinders in graad R in my klas. Daar's geen dissipline nie. Al probeer jy jou uiterste beste om verskillende sisteme in te bring. Dit faal. Ek het so groot passie vir onderwys en ek is nog 'n jong juffrou en ek weet nie of ek 'n toekoms in onderwys sien nie.
Teachers don't want to do it anymore. Aww. Young teachers don't want to do it anymore. Discipline's gone out of the window. I've heard this so many times. There's another one agreeing. What do you say?
Ek is ook 'n onderwyser nou al vir 20 jaar
En ek wil regtig vir ouers net sê, as julle ons nie oppas nie, gaan daar niks goeies meer oorbly nie. Regtig, hulle maak ons lewe baie moeilik en hulle verwag verskriklik baie, stuur 100 boodskappe op 'n dag, sê vir my kind dit, sê vir my kind dat. En dit is regtig 'n werk wat mens hare op jou tande moet hê en dit gaan moeilik elke dag en behalwe dit het ons verskriklike druk van die departemente en ons eie skole. So ek wil regtig vir ouers sê, pas julle onderwysers op, want daar gaan niks meer goeies oorbly.
Ekskuus as ek dom vra. Het sy gesê die ouers WhatsApp die onderwysers? Where the hell did this start?
Yeah, maar nie net
dit nie. How can you get a WhatsApp from every parent that you teach at school?
You can't.
When are you going to get your head around your work and your job?
Die feit dat ouers haar 'n boodskap stuur om vir haar kind te sê, hoorie so onderwysers, sê vir my kind ek tel haar
like
later vanmiddag op.
So
ek gaan 'n bietjie laat wees as ek haar opdag van die skool af. Sy is nie 'n boot, she's not a messenger.
But tell me something, what else would they say to a teacher?
Ach, you know, I can imagine probably things like, please tell Johnny to remember to bring his jersey home from school today.
You guys are joking.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No, you guys are
please
joking.
Remember to bring the lunchbox, that kind of stuff.
We're struggling with the homework.
Yeah, we're struggling with the homework.
So we won't have it then.
Yeah.
So please help. And the teachers we've heard of from 50 kids in class.
That's a lot, guys.
40 kids in class. You can't get messages from even half of those parents and cope.
But sorry, even when the other one said that she gets messages about the lost items, it's your problem as a child. You go back to school the next day and you go to the lost and found.
I know what would happen to me if I left something at school.
Yeah, but
it wasn't the teacher's responsibility.
The kid most goes to the lost and found section.
Yes.
The parent doesn't message the teacher about the jersey.
Exactly, because what must they do?
Even in grade one.
Thank you.
What a hopeless, confused generation of children this must be when it comes to dealing with issues. And it's not the end of the world. It's annoying and costly. But you need to. That's a fantastic opportunity to learn how to deal with something.
Action and consequence and accountability.
Accountability.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to jail for it.
No.
It's okay. But you're going to be the one that's going to go, is it alweer? Yeah. You know, it's my trai so. And you go through the thing and then you don't find your jersey. And then you have to wear an old one. And you're like, I don't want an old one. It's too big. And
then
your parents going to be like, well, next time I buy you a new one.
Maybe you'll take better care of it.
Like.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Parents WhatsApping teachers.
Yeah.
I would go crazy in my head if I was a teacher, I'm sorry.
Dit kom baie keer voor dat skole dink hulle doen mense guns om hulle kinders skool te gee. Alhoewel dit 'n diens is wat jy verskaf en mense betaal baie duur vir daardie diens. Ek voel ook dat daar baie keer onderwyseresse is wat as bullies gestempel kan word en wat nie onderwyseresse moes gewees het nie.
Sure, one more quickly.
So both myself and my wife are teachers. I actually resigned on Thursday with no backup, with no security as to what to do next because we are fed up.
Guys, listen, I don't want to be the drama queen on a Monday morning, but it sounds to me like there's a serious problem when it comes to some, obviously some, not all, some parents and teachers. The teachers are hurtful. They're resigning left, right, and center. They're going into different directions. They just don't want to do it anymore. But what I'm hearing, and now once again, you must forgive me. I don't have kids, so I'm not used to any of this. My last frame of reference, which was when I was at school, which was a while ago, like parents WhatsApping teachers during the course of the day, on the day before, how are they ever going to focus? And then you moan if they don't focus. I spoke to a teacher earlier. She said she quit. She's had enough. She says that it's the most micromanaged profession ever, teaching. And then several teachers came forward saying they're either busy quitting or they are going to quit. They're done because discipline's out the window. Parents are too involved. Then I heard something that I genuinely don't understand. But you must also understand, when I was at school, there was no WhatsApp. So where parents WhatsApp the teachers. I'm like, what are you WhatsApping the teacher about? If you, back in the day, called the teacher, it was like, Then it must have been. Serious. Then a meeting would follow.
Yeah.
Well, or the teacher calls you. Yeah. Your parent. You're like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You call the head office.
Yeah.
And then you would set up a meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's just quickly start there. What are you WhatsApping the teacher about?
Parents started to contact us the moment that COVID happened. Oh. And then they just came into a habit. And so did we, actually, in communicating and sending on work and reminders and so on WhatsApp groups. And on Teams and all of that. So definitely COVID has played a huge role in communicating with parents. And since then, we just never stopped it. And the parents got so used to it that they can't go without it actually to contact us.
But it's ridiculous. How is that plausible? I understand admin-only WhatsApp groups. That's like a modern-day notice board.
Yes. Yep.
That's smart. It's clever. That's using technology. But every parent WhatsApping a teacher, what time do they WhatsApp you? In the morning, before school, or on a Sunday?
After school, while you're marking?
I don't understand.
I think it's almal is onder druk. Ek het kliënte wat my WhatsApp, kliënte wat my bel op Sondag. Ek is nie onderwyser nie, maar jy het gekies, dis jou beroep. Ek het my beroep gekies en as kliënte my op Sondag WhatsApp, kan ek dit ignore of ek kan hulle mooi laat weet, luister hierso, nie op 'n Sondag nie. Ek dink ook as jy 'n onderwyser is, dis 'n roeping. Dit is nie 'n gewone werk nie. Ek dink hulle weet waarvoor hulle opgeteken het toe hulle besluit het om 'n onderwyser te word.
I don't think it means to take advantage.
Die eerste wat als is, as hulle jy nog deur die dag ge-WhatsApp het, kan die mense dalk aanvaar, maar ek het al letterlik ouers gehad wat my 9:30 in die nag WhatsApp en sê, luister, sorry, sy toon is seer, sy kom nou nie môre skool toe nie, of ek het nou vergeet om my kind se boek in te pak. Dis die tipe boodskappe wat ons op 'n Sondag aand kry.
I would go crazy. Yeah, I'd lose my mind. Because how many kids does the average teacher see in a day?
Sure, I want to say probably between, 35? Depending if it's a public school or private school.
Yeah, it depends
on
the school.
So, yeah, like what that teacher said, like that other teacher had 54 kids in her class.
54
kids.
Ek was so, seker nou so 4 jaar terug in die situasie, waar 'n kind ander kinders gegooi het met skerre in die klas en sulke goeders. En as ek vir hom gesê het, jy mag dit doen nie of wat ook al, dan het hy heeltemal sy koppie verloor. En hy het my eendag in die maag geslaan. Die ouers is letterlik net ge-email en hulle verskoning was dat sy reptilian brein oorvat. En dit vir my was die laaste strooi om te loop by daai skool.
He's reptilian.
None of this makes sense.
You've all lost me.
Yeah. Okay, so that is the ultimate excuse. His reptilian brain has taken over, which means that he is not responsible for his actions, which means that I don't discipline him at home. He can do that to anybody, not just teachers, because it's not his fault. I would excuse his behavior.
So two things. To some of the parents, obviously not all, what's going on? And teachers, what's going on? How did you enable this? I hear about COVID. It's now 2025. How tired do you want to be? Imagine that.
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
A lot of comments coming about this whole parent-teacher vibe. But it started off with a parent having a teacher on the line earlier this morning, about an hour ago. And she said she quit. She had enough. She said it got sucked the life out of it. She doesn't want to do teaching anymore because discipline's out the window. Gentle parenting is a vibe.
And micromanaging is the order of the day.
She says it's probably the most micromanaged profession.
Yeah.
It's coming in from all sides.
Mm.
Now I'm hearing funny things about parents also WhatsApping teachers on the morning, the day before, the night before.
And
it's not about a crisis. It's not, like really nonsense.
Mm. Yeah.
The jersey, the this, the that, and what time is this? It seems like no one's got discipline, not even the parents. The parents also forgot how to stand in line.
Yeah.
You can't just push in here from left, right, and center. No wonder everyone's tired.
Yeah, and the thing is, most schools have, at some stage during each term, an opportunity for the parents to meet the teacher.
Yes.
There's always going to be a parent-teacher meeting, at least every term.
Yes, it's organized.
Yeah.
It's an organized thing. That's how you learn about discipline and organization, and to stand in a queue and not to push in and to wait your turn and to formulate your grievances so that you can voice it at the teacher-parent night.
Yes, that's right.
So that's still a thing.
It's still a thing.
But now you also have parents that want to make little comments and questions during the course of the day in the morning moan about the fact that the teacher is not focused on their child, but you're also one of 40, 50 to 100
in the class.
asking about a jersey or something.
Yeah,
no, I think it's very important as well, because somebody did mention that, you know, it's kind of what they signed. They know what they signed up for because it's a calling.
No way.
Teachers did not sign up for that.
Pedagoga, that's the onderwijzer.
Thank you.
I think you're confusing teacher with childminder and au pair.
Yeah, they did not sign up.
Au pair is most the one that...
Yes, it picks up your child from school, then does the homework with them and basically does the stuff that you can't do because you're busy working, which is fine. You're also paying that person for that.
Yeah.
You are not paying the teacher to provide that service just to your child when there are other children in the class.
And also just that, oh, well, it's a calling. I will call the teacher. I will text because it's a, there must always be... I don't agree with that.
You're going to distract them.
But also it's selfish.
So my wife's a teacher and she's had a situation where they've called the parent in to discuss a child's behavior in class, and the principal turned on her and essentially blamed her for the child not behaving in class.
Oh.
But I think it's also got to do with what parents are paying for their children to be in schools nowadays. When you're paying 5 to 10,000 rand per child, number one, the principals are scared to lose a client essentially, but then also the parents do feel like they have some entitlement and some reason for being able to have these unrealistic expectations of teachers.
I think that's a very, very good point, very pertinent point. Thanks for that.
In my case, it's not parents, it's the school itself, the school management team, and the department that's expecting such a load from you that you don't even know where to breathe or where to take and where to leave. Yeah, it's not fun anymore. And I'm still a young teacher thinking about leaving education and doing something else.
If I can tell you how many messages we've had from young teachers this morning, it's a thing.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
We're talking about, she's like earlier, and people are not letting it go. They're like, you're not done with this.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Spoke much earlier this morning to a teacher who quit. She said she had enough. She can't. She cannot. There's no discipline. And she said that teaching is the most micromanaged profession. And I've learned a whole lot about what's going on at schools in the last hour or so. Like things like the parents are WhatsApping teachers on their personal phones during the course of the day about nonsense. And when I say nonsense, I'm talking about stuff that really can wait till tomorrow or the child can pick it up.
Yeah.
Lost my jersey, and then you go to the lost and found and then, you know, ask the teacher that. I mean, for goodness sake, where is the teacher ever going to find the time of day?
Yeah, also it's not their responsibility.
And all that stuff, and maybe just have a look at this and, you know... We had so-and-so's granny over for the weekend, so she's a bit more tired. So maybe just, I'm feeling, what kind of conversations are you having with a teacher?
Yeah.
It's, and how are you gonna find time to teach the kid and then also to be the child minder or pair, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
I don't know. So two things that I'm just putting out there and merely saying is, teachers, you're enabling it. But then the teachers are saying they're getting it from the departments.
Yes.
Right.
And from the schools.
Yeah. Sure.
And then secondly, parents, have some mercy.
Yeah.
You just apply some logic.
And they are micromanaged. I mean, a normal teacher will report to a head of grade, will report to a head of subject, and then they'll be the headmaster.
Mm.
And then you're still answerable to whatever it is the department wants you to do as well. And then, of course, there's the parents and the students.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
It's a lot.
I honestly couldn't. I would literally have a locked class policy, which means that when they're in my classroom, they follow my rules because I'm their teacher. That's it.
It's almost like you want to take control of the discipline.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Stop that. It's 2025. Talking about.
Martin, ek wil net sê jy het redelik baas, want mens praat hier mense se kinders of geloof of politiek nie, maar nie te min. Een ding wat ek moet sê is, ek werk in 'n industrie wat service-oriented is, en die afgelope 8 jaar het ek agtergekom, mense het net nie meer geduld nie, alles is instant. Mense het net nie meer geduld nie, dis hoekom hulle jou WhatsApp, en ongelukkig, werk of communicatie het broadly speaking verander in die wereld. Jy kan iemand direct, dadelijk, enige tyd kontak.
Yeah, but then you are known as a nagger. Then you're nagging and you're bossy. You're bossy and you're naggy. So maybe you're teaching your child that it's okay to be like, because there's a time and place for everything. We know this. You can't, I hear what he's saying. He's right. He's right.
Instant gratification.
That is the culture. But who's perpetuating it though? That's my question. And yes, I do talk about those things. Mm. Because if it's important to you, it's important to me. Who's perpetuating it? Who's enabling it? It's not the children.
No.
Is what I'm saying. 084 850 0942.
Daar's baie ouers wat baie liberties vat, soos om die onderwysers direk te WhatsApp en al daai goed. Maar net soos wat daar ouers is, wat die kinders geen maniere by die huis leer nie. Soos dan maar net so klomp onderwysers by die skool wat geen respek vir die kinders het nie. Al, ek meen, dit kom maar van albei kante af. So, ja, ek stem saam. Ek meen, die kinders moet respek kry, maar dan moet die baie van die onderwysers moet ook respek kry vir die kinders. En nie met die kinders praat asof hulle honde is of iets in die klas nie.
One of the biggest things that we struggle with, I'm in a high school and I've been in the teaching profession for quite some time, is the fact that we are not allowed to give a learner a zero. As an educator, you are expected to run after this learner until he or she decides to actually come and write a normal task or SBA. So it's our responsibility at the end of the day to give in the marks regardless of the child deciding to bunk your lesson. So at the end of the day, it makes it very, very, very difficult. You know, in my days, if you didn't pitch up for a test, you got a zero and you didn't get a term mark or whatever the case may be. It's different now. It doesn't work like that at all. And that drives us insane.
I understood nothing of what she just said. Break it down for me.
So
a child doesn't write the test and then you get what?
Then you as a teacher, you run after that child. You make sure that they write the test, even though the test was on Monday. You run after them until they write the test.
So they get a mark.
So that they get a mark. You are not allowed to give them a zero. They will not learn that if you don't write the test, you will not get the mark and therefore you will fail.
Is she speaking English? I also don't understand what she just said.
Yeah.
Can you break it down for
me?
No,
I think she was speaking Ghanaian.
I don't understand.
It's okay if you don't follow the rules.
Are you speaking parent?
That's right.
Modern parent.
No.
I understood nothing of what you just said.
See, I think that is Department of Education.
Oh.
Kids will not get zeros because the kids aren't failing. The kids will not be failed. They will be pushed through.
But now, once again,
how does that
I don't
help?
Have children's, but I'm going to throw it out here. Clippity balls.
Don't be wild.
Would that not push people into the world with an enormous, misguided sense of entitlement?
Don't be ridiculous. Of course it will.
Will that not send people into the world that will be disillusioned?
Yeah.
Because they thought they're entitled to something when they're not entitled to something.
Learning those lessons in your formative years? No. Come on.
Wow. Goodness me. Please, if you send me these messages, speak English or Afrikaans. Maybe a bit of Xhosa.
Yeah.
But further than that, I don't know.
We're going to Ghana this week.
Yeah. Amanda.
Morning.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Amanda, sorry. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm still deciding. It's only 5 to 8. No, I'm kidding. Listen, I'm well, thank you. Amanda, are you a teacher or a parent?
Teacher. Was a teacher.
You're also one of them that quit it. That quit.
Yep. Goodbye.
That quit. Yes. I've heard so many teachers this morning saying they're either done or they're almost done.
Done.
Why?
18:45. Received a message. Could you please pop off to the pool and get my... left her sock at the pool.
No, man.
Come on.
No.
My reply was, surely she can get it in the morning. I'm at home doing homework and feeding my family.
Yeah.
Reply from parent. I will take this up with the head. I do pay your salary. Thanks for nothing.
Let's not go there.
Do not believe this.
Yeah.
What's it deeper mean, says Eddie?
And I loved teaching. Absolutely loved.
But now, okay, explain to me. Now you go to your boss, who is the headmaster, right?
Yeah.
And you say to the headmaster, this is a problem, parent. Look at this.
Mm.
Imagine how entitled this child is going to be and disillusioned because you want the best for the child.
Mm.
And having a parent like that is not going to mean good things for the child.
No.
That child's going to probably be a bully one day, or they're going to be one of those people who say to a waiter or to someone else, like, I pay your salary or what?
Yes. Police officers, that kind of stuff.
Okay, and what does the headmaster say? He'll take it up with the parent and tell the parent, listen, hey,
No, no. We provide a service and we must be there for our children.
But aren't they confusing teachers with parents?
Aren't they forgetting that we're parents too?
But yeah, well, that's a good point. You also have a life. That's why I don't understand this whole WhatsApp thing. But why are you enabling this whole WhatsApp thing?
We had to do it.
Says
who? We had to give out numbers and direct approaches to us as teachers.
Was this part of your, like, employment contract? Like, you have to be available and accessible to parents at all time?
It is put out that we are available during certain hours, but that's never respected.
Gotcha.
For me, school is about structure. It teaches you structure because one day when you go into the real world and into a job or any company, doesn't matter how modern the company is, there's still structure, there's still a hierarchy.
Yes.
A parent like that should be told, listen, here's the structure. There's a lost and found. If someone picks up her sock or his sock, they'll probably take it there. And if they don't take it and they steal it or whatever, or they keep it for themselves, next time, here's the lesson, teachable moment, don't leave your sock at the pool. Yeah. And that's also, it's just a sock, for goodness sake. That's what they should be told to the parent, so that the parent can go, oh yes, I forgot about that, this whole structure thing.
Oh, and the parenting part of this. And also be told it's not appropriate to message somebody at 6:45 in the evening to tell them to pop off to the pool. Excuse me.
I'm leaving dinner. I'm going to leave dinner for my family.
Yeah.
Go back to the school. To the pool and see if I can find a sock.
Thank you.
Did you find the sock? Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
I hoped.
Yeah. Please tell me you didn't go looking for the sock.
No, I didn't. No.
Listen, Amanda, thank you very much. What do you do now, by the way? You don't teach anymore?
No, I don't teach anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sound heartbroken.
You do, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
Do you miss it?
Totally.
Oh, no. It's not right. But I can tell you, though, not all schools are the same.
No.
And not all parents are the same.
Maybe you
must find a school for you because you sound so passionate about it.
Yeah.
And you also sound like you believe in good old structures and things.
Totally.
Oh, shame. Thanks for sharing. Amanda, you must have a fabulous day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Have you entered for the million rand?
Yes.
Okay, well, then
there's
maybe
new questions. Go on.
There are new questions,
then
Amanda.
I can open up my own school.
Oh! I told Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda. And you can just buy a sock.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.